Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know how kids, once they leave the nest, if you will, they do stupid stuff because they don't have a mom and a dad to tell them they can't?
Right.
My son went skydiving yesterday.
Yeah.
It's pretty adventurous. You know? I'm with you, though.
11,000 feet out of an airplane.
Woo. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
First of all, like I texted you yesterday, I'm not going up in a small plane.
I know.
Okay? I hate them.
I know.
And then B, I'm not going to jump out once I'm up there.
Exactly.
Sounds dumb to me.
That's what I said. I go, you're so smart, but yet you're so common sense dumb.
No, it sounds like just an amazing adrenaline
Carson,
rush.
Clam up.
I want to do it so bad.
You do?
Yeah.
You have a baby.
I know, but I would be terrified because I'm genuinely scared of heights normally, but yeah. I think it'd be just one of those things, like once in a lifetime, but once you get down on the ground, I feel like I'd be like him, and I just want to go more and more and more.
I talked to him on the phone, he and his girlfriend, on the phone yesterday. You guys, they were talking 8,000 miles per second. That they were so full of adrenaline. Oh my God, oh, this is the best thing I've ever done in my life. I was just like, didn't even talk. I just listened to them.
Yeah, and I could see that.
They were just going crazy.
Yeah, you would be. Yeah. I mean, first of all, you'd be full of adrenaline because you survived.
Yes, exactly.
You're back on the ground. Yeah. You know, like I'm alive.
Oh my God.
And yeah, then, I wouldn't do it.
I guess the guy that was video the whole thing or whatever, he took my son's leg and spun him.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the video of it. I was like, don't grab my kid's leg in the air like that and spin him.
You got what it. You're only up there once.
What if he had spun him and something would have gone wrong?
Exactly.
I mean, that would have been really bad.
Spun him out of control.
Have that in video? Oh, man, you'd own that place.
They were doing flips in the air. Like, yeah. What?
See, that's cool.
No.
Yeah.
You can do it on a trampoline.
That.
Just jump up in the air and do a backflip.
I think we should all go skydiving just once.
Why don't you go?
Yeah, we'll watch.
Why don't you go?
Yeah.
Take your phone with you.
Let's all do it. Come on.
I'm not doing it, Carson.
I really don't.
And you're not going to do it either. You're just talking.
No.
You're not going to go skydiving.
I'd do it.
I believe he would if
I believe he would, but yeah. I don't think you'll ever go.
Well, I mean, it's kind of expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I don't know, like $400 or something.
Yeah.
But I told my son he had to pay for it himself. I'm like, yeah. I am not participating in this. What if you die and then I put it on my credit card bill? I'm like, you have two jobs, you pay for it. I mean, because you would have guilt that you paid for it, right?
I guess.
I would have. So I was not paying for it. Come on, Mom. Nope. Yeah.
So he wants to keep doing it?
Yeah, he wants to get certified.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a place in town through our promotion that they would let you do it in a heartbeat. Just go do it.
Oh.
Set yourself up for
it. Powerball Pete.
Yeah.
We need
it. We'll do it. We'll do it live on the air. I mean, you get such great phone service. We could do that live on the air. I'm not sure we'd get that part on the air, but
we'd give it a shot.
But we could put it on the air if you want to do it. Go do it.
I don't know about Powerball Pete anymore because I said, hey, Pete, will you contact JSX, the airline, and see like if you can help me out with getting some girls to Vegas? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I think he's lost his luster.
I sent him the air check from when we were talking about it,
you
too.
Did?
Yeah, I did.
I think he's lost his drive.
His will.
Yeah.
His will.
Yeah, he's just like, huh?
Yeah, he's crushed.
He's already in holiday mode. He's like, ah.
All right, anyway, let's see here. What was I going to tell you? There's all kinds of things. Oh, yeah. Now, apparently, the woman caught on the Coldplay kiss cam, her husband is actually speaking out, and he wants all of us to know that when his wife kissed that dude, that CEO, Andy Byron, the astronomer CEO, when she was kissing him, they were already privately and amicably separated several weeks before the Coldplay concert, and all the divorce things were in place.
Yeah, we kind of heard that rumor, yeah, so, but now he's verified it. Correct. And he said, look, what she does is what she does.
I don't care
about her anymore.
Exactly.
That's what he said?
Yep, he did say that. He really did.
No.
He's like...
he said, what she does is what she does. She's got nothing to do with me.
Yep, so he's like...
So that kind of clears her a bit to me, you know? I mean, she's with a married man. Now, I don't know what his situation was, but it kind of clears her that it was okay for her to go.
I agree with you. Yeah. Like, we should forgive her because she was cleared to go.
Yeah. Now,
I don't know about Andy.
Yeah, we don't know what Andy told her now, okay? Yeah. So Andy might have told her that I'm in the middle of a divorce with my wife or things are really rocky, and we don't know.
We don't know. Well, you don't know. Speaking of rocky and horrible divorces, Renee and Mark. I'm Team Renee. Let's go, Renee. I love that you made him change all the names. Let's go, Renee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's Renee and Mark?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Who's Renee and Mark?
They own La Loma, the restaurants, the Mexican restaurants together.
Here in town?
Yeah, there's like DTC, Parker, Broadway, Castle Rock. I think they have like five, six, seven.
They got five right now.
So they have five, and I love Renee because I'm Team Renee, and Mark, I don't like you, Mark. I don't like you at all. And so Renee went to court, and because Mark gave her one of the crappy ones that is, like, not doing so well, and he won that issue. And then Renee was like, you know what? I'm keeping the Loma name. You don't even own, like, my name anymore. And so he had to change his to Savina's.
Is that what it's called now, Savina's?
Yeah, it's called Savina's. Uh-huh. She still has La Loma.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a way better name.
Yes.
He's probably dating somebody named Savina.
Oh, just
she made him. She made him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's met a new woman. Problem.
Yeah.
No, this is all my.
Yeah, I got you.
So, yeah, don't try to sue me or anything.
Oh, yeah, they might do that.
This is just my thought.
He seems like that type. Let's not
say that. I can have an opinion.
Okay, that's good.
My opinion is there might be a lady named Savina.
There might be. Allegedly.
Could be.
Perhaps.
We don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
What was Jeff Bezos' first wife's name?
Martha.
Mackenzie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it started with an N.
Yeah, Mackenzie.
Martha.
It's Martha Mackenzie.
Yeah. Martha.
Anyway, I wonder sometimes if Mackenzie goes, you know, you never put my body on the front of a boat.
No, I'll bet she doesn't ask. I bet she knows why.
Oh, man.
Because she doesn't have implants?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because Mackenzie, you know, all of a sudden your husband takes off with Lauren Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez, and she gets her whole body carved in wood in the front of that gigantic boat of theirs like this, like, oh, my God, and her big lips. And Mackenzie's nowhere to be found. She was small-breasted.
Yeah.
It's just sad, that's all.
She just didn't fit on the front of a boat as well.
You know, that Mackenzie, though, I was reading an article about her. She's an amazing human. She's given over half of her billions away. And they don't have to, like, jump through hoops for it.
Yep.
She doesn't even mention that the actual charities are the ones that tell people that they were given money. She doesn't go and publicize that she gave the money.
Yep.
They're the ones that come out and say, hey, Boys Club just received $1 million from Mackenzie.
She's like the definition of a class act.
Yeah, she really is.
I should surprise my wife and get a little figurine of her and put it on the front of my truck.
You should.
Would that be cool?
Yeah.
Put Lisa up there?
Yeah.
Right. That's my wife.
Don't you have a bobblehead of her?
Yeah. I could glue that up there.
Yeah, glue that
up.
What's that called?
It'd be a little fancy. I don't have a boat.
What's
but
that?
I got a truck.
What's it called? It's on the front of the hood. Hood ornament. Yeah, make her a hood ornament.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Go get somebody carve that out. Boom.
Because she's voluptuous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's not like voluptuous in a bad way. Like, she's got a good rack.
Right.
Your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, her rack could make the turn before the truck does.
Yep, that is true.
That's how we do it.
Ooh, and each boot could be a blinker.
Yeah. Another good idea, Jamie. Yeah. Or you take a butt cheek and make it the blinkers in the back.
Oh, that's a
better
idea.
Put them in the back.
Yeah.
Put one butt cheek here, one butt cheek over here.
This is really working.
Blink, 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 blink. I'm turning right.
God, what is even happening? I don't know. I will say this. We just got this text a minute ago, and... And it says this, no one does radio humor like BJ. It's so stupid. Let me tell you something. I don't think that's a compliment.
No, I don't think so either. Huh. Oh, we had to read that one, did we?
Yeah, well, that was a good one. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. That was.
Why is Jamie always so negative? It's the next one.
It did say
okay.
that.
Okay. All say, right. There we go.
Because we were talking about Nile, a crocodile. Maybe I was a little negative about it. Maybe
I was stupid. We'll just own it. She was negative. I was stupid. Okay. Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. Target. We will open 500 stores at midnight October 3rd to sell Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. 500 stores at midnight October 3rd. So be prepared to take your children, your teenage daughters. Heck. I think a lot of people are going to have a party that night. What day of the week is October 3rd?
I'm looking right now. Okay. It's a Friday.
Oh, that's
Friday night at midnight. Yeah.
I bet hers doesn't get canceled.
No. Probably not. She's got a lot of pull.
Yeah.
Wow.
More than us.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did we mention that Bar Bingo was canceled, everyone?
Yeah, we did.
BJ actually said, it's so funny. If you watch Below Deck last night and you watch The Chef, BJ has a little bit of the chef in him.
Huh?
So where you get overwhelmed with the situation, the chef gets overwhelmed on that boat, and you get overwhelmed to the point where you're just like, I'm done.
Yeah. I do.
You had kind of a chef meltdown where you're just like, I'm done, forget it.
Yeah. Well, you try to think of ways to fix things, and nobody wants to hear you.
I know.
After a while, it's like, oh, yeah. Beating a dead horse.
Stop
here.
Stop caring.
You'll be happy to know I K'd our GM.
You what?
I was so pissed off. I K'd our GM.
Dude, when you sent that text, I was at my other job and I literally went, oh my God.
K.
They came running out. What's wrong, Schmidl? And I was like, he said K to the, or she said K to the CEO. That's crazy.
There's nothing like a K.
I meant it and I own it.
It hits.
I gave him the K, and I feel okay about it because it was deserved. Because you know why? I don't have a wiener.
No.
And you don't drink whiskey.
No.
You're not part of the boys' club here.
No.
So K is what you get.
By the way, Bar Bingo is canceled. Just let you know, it is for sure canceled. It is not going to be rescheduled anytime soon. It is done and finished with Friday night. So it's not going to happen.
And BJ at this point is so angry. He's like, I'm never doing one again.
No, I never said that.
I might have made that up.
I'd absolutely do one in a couple of weeks if it were cut out right.
Well,
you know,
nobody wants to do it.
What?
It's really irritating.
What's that?
The world's biggest Twister game. Hello? Remember Twister?
Oh,
yeah. Right hand, red dot.
Yeah.
I wanted to lay out a gigantic Twister blanket at a bar and play Twister.
No, left leg yellow.
Exactly. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. I've never played.
You've never played Twister?
Never played Twister?
Who hasn't played Twister?
Oh, man.
Right here.
What?
Right here. Never played.
Oh, I haven't played either.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You guys haven't lived.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious. Yeah.
You of all people should have been playing it naked with baby oil.
I know. You'd think
it's like
I would.
A slip and slide.
Yeah, it's like right you've hit alley. A party or two that Twister's come out. I've never hit a party where Twister's actually come out.
No, you guys have not played Twister? That's so random.
Never played Twister.
Wow.
Did you guys ever have a slip and slide when you were little?
Yeah.
We had a slip and slide.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Water hose hooked up to it. Yeah, it was awesome.
All right.
But we never played.
Put some dish soap down.
Yeah.
We never played Twister.
Wow.
It's a great game.
It's iconic.
I know it is. I get you, man. I'm just saying.
Are you sad?
Never done it. No.
You're not?
Not
I feel like
at
you're missing
because I could buy one. We could play in here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play. I'm not sad, though. Okay. I mean, if you don't, that's fine with me. I don't care. But, I mean, I'd play.
All right. I'm going to buy one.
If it broke out.
I'm going to buy one.
Yeah.
But listen, if you have to go over the top of me, don't collapse.
Well, I can't guarantee anything. There are no guarantees in Twister.
Because
Twister is what it is.
I know, but when people collapse on you, it's painful.
Oh,
aren't you out of the game if you collapse, huh?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you got to hold that position,
you
right?
You do, yeah. All right, we're going to play a game of Twister.
Gotcha.
This feels unfair. Three men, one woman. I feel creepy.
Feels like an HR violation to me.
Yeah, it sure does. But,
hey, what the hell?
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell
what do we
Josh.
Got to lose, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, live all over America, and the podcast today. You'll get the explanation on the podcast, too, of why Bar Bingo is canceled, and Jamie laid it out perfectly. Go listen to it if you get a chance. It's out there right now, in fact. Bar Bingo is canceled. All joking to the side, it is canceled. Not going to happen on Friday. Not really sure. You should get an email from our promotions department, from Tricky
Vicky.
Well,
even if you don't, just know it's...
Even if you don't. Yeah, but there may be some details in there about your registration, if it carries over, if it doesn't, if there's a new Bar Bingo on the horizon. I don't know. I have no idea. You can just look at your email and check the trash and all that. All right. I've got a video here I've been watching this morning. Did you see the video of the guy pulls up at a barista? He's at the drive-thru window and tries to pull the employee through the window.
That's unbelievable.
Is that the craziest
thing
ever?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
First of all, you're an idiot for even trying to do this. There are cameras everywhere. You can't pull her through the window. I mean, you're trying to kidnap this person who's working
out of a Starbucks window. Like, what?
What an idiot! All right, Spadil's got his hand.
It was called Ladybug, like espresso or something.
Yeah,
like that. It's a bikini place, so they're all wearing.
Yeah, it's not a Starbucks. It's the barista. Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know why that changes things. It's still wrong. It's still, you know.
But it doesn't change anything.
It doesn't change anything. But now it's not a Starbucks.
All right. And then they talk to the guy. They're asking him questions at the police station. Of course, you get arrested. I mean, cameras are everywhere. Don't you know that, you moron?
Early morning hours of August 18th. Surveillance footage at a Ladybug Espresso in Lakewood shows this bikini barista serving a drink to a customer who then violently grabs her through the window, ripping her shirt. Screen captures give us a good look at Ezekiel Guerrero, the 19-year-old that Lakewood police tracked down a week later in Kent. You can see him here in handcuffs.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Guerrero keeps repeating he was not in the right state of mind.
It was just a flash. The moment I realized what I did, I let go.
Despite, according to police documents, Guerrero admitting to grabbing the young woman, he pleaded not guilty at his arraignment and is out of Pierce County Jail with a first-degree attempted kidnapping charge.
You know, let me say this, too. That whole bikini barista thing's a little weird. You gotta have a couple of tatas with your coffee in the morning.
Well, my, that...
Is that what's going on?
Not only that, but let's talk about hot coffee and no clothes.
Exactly. That's what I'm worried about.
You know? That's
great.
That is crazy.
I never thought of that one either.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of weird, okay? Altogether. Okay, this guy's a moron. This guy's probably going to go to jail.
Well, he should go to jail.
Yeah.
He's a creep.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Why would you grab her arm like that? It looked painful, actually. It really looked like
he pulled
her out of the socket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He tried his best to get her out that window, too.
I know.
People are whacked.
They are whacked, right? God.
Do we have any bikini baristas here? Anybody know of any? Spadil, do you know a bikini barista in town?
Yeah, there's a Hot Chica Latte.
You bet your mother is.
Yeah.
Hot Chica Latte. Nice. Is that a drink or a girl?
Is that your favorite?
Yeah,
it's off of Colfax. Great place.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So it's confirmed now that people are getting the email, right?
Yeah, they're texting us. Bar Bingo cancellation email just came in from Vicky. Still so sad. Hey, you guys, I just got the email from Tricky Vicky about the canceled Bar Bingo. So.
You know, Tricky Vicky, this was a big outing for her, okay?
Yeah.
Because she, behind the scenes, has been doing all the work, okay?
She's
been dealing with everybody. I mean, we're talking 1,000, 1,500 people that have signed up for Bar Bingo, which is not going to happen now, but she did all the work behind the scenes. I mean, stapling. I mean, think about this. Somebody has to put together those packets. The packets of bingo cards.
1,600 of them.
And they have to be stapled together and all have to be done and ready to go. You got to have all the daubers and get the machine. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. And this was her first Bar Bingo. Okay? Not only that, we're going to bring her on stage, introduce the crowd to Tricky Vicky, right? I mean, it was her big outing.
All her hopes and dreams have been dashed against the rocks of despair.
Yeah, showbiz in her future. I mean, man, this was her coming out party. And now, where's my sound effects?
I was like,
Hang on, it was right there.
I got
to go find my sound effects. It just isn't complete. Yeah. Let me start this conversation over.
No, I'm good. I'm good because it was already long-winded.
Let me start over, Jamie.
5 minutes too long.
All right, so.
It's very sad.
Yes, it's a very sad situation for Tricky Vicky.
Sorry.
There we go. And now it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And yeah, so none of us are to blame. Our staff isn't to blame. Our management isn't to blame. We took all the right measures. We literally went there and said, hey, is there anything else that could go possibly wrong with this? They said, no, no conflict of interest, no problems at all. Oh, but there is.
Yeah.
You bastards.
Yeah. Something else.
I would only use the word neat. They're neat.
I don't know.
Not bastards. My apologies.
I don't know how you book two different things and not realize it. It just doesn't make sense. But whatever.
But you know what?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Hey,
yeah.
Now, I haven't seen the email, so I don't know exactly what all Tricky Vicky has to say. Don't know what she explains and what she doesn't explain. If you've got more questions or whatever, we haven't seen it. We're not on the email list. You would think you and I'd be on the listener, Jamie, but we're not. But as of today, as of this morning, we made the big announcement. Bart Bingo is canceled. Sad day. I wonder if.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were going to break.
I wonder if. No. It just hit me. We were going to go to break. Okay. It just hit me.
All right, yeah. I wonder if.
You think since we're not doing Bar Bingo that maybe I could do that flyaway to Salt Lake City to see Benson Boone? I mean, we have it. Yeah.
I don't know when maybe it is, we go. Though, but I don't know when it is.
It could be time sensitive.
I don't think it's the same day as Bar Bingo.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying.
We'll probably just hold it back for the next one.
No, well, maybe, but it might be before the next one would even occur. I'm just saying, forget about
because you're a big Benson Boone fan?
Yes, I love men in jumpsuits. Listen to me. Okay, forget about Benson Boone and fly away to Salt Lake City.
Uh-huh.
I'd take one of those $100 gift cards from King Supers. I wonder if I could weasel one of those. We're not going to give them away.
You know what we should do is like Friday on the show, we should do a Bar Bingo Bonanza where every hour we give away some of the stuff that we're supposed to give away.
Bar Bingo blowout right here. Wow. You know, we have prizes left over. Let's give them away.
On Friday morning? Yeah. I like that idea.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I'd like to scarf a couple for myself.
What about the bags?
Yeah.
What about the bags?
Where are the bags?
I don't know about the bags. Bags aren't on the list.
You guys, can I tell you something really funny?
Bags aren't on the list
anymore. As long as
we're
going to be honest about everything, because that's who we are, right?
Yeah.
So our boss comes in, right? And it's like kind of, he's like, hey, you guys, I have something to tell you. BJ's like, oh my God, we're getting the bags. We're getting the bags. Yeah.
Big announcement here in the studio.
Yeah. So Kabasman Mike walks in and he goes, I have something to tell you. And like literally you could see BJ all puffed up like, see, Jamie, told you we're getting bags. Told you we're getting bags. So he's all happy and he's like, yeah, go ahead and tell her, boss man. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's all crazy. And he's like, Bar Bingo's being canceled.
Yeah.
How many times you hit that button?
They get stuck. I think I spilled coffee on it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No bag. Yeah, no big deal.
He was
nothing.
So sad.
Just
so
absolutely nothing.
After Kabasa Man Mike left, he goes, I really thought he was going to tell me that we have those bags. I was like,
yeah.
I know you did.
Well, when you walk in here, and I've been harping about bags for 3 weeks now, and you walk in and you say, I've got a big announcement.
Yeah.
First thing I'm going to think is bags.
Yeah.
But no.
No, it's quite opposite.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're almost done. That's the good news.
Like,
we're almost done.
Forever.
Done.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
EJ and Jamie.
Well. Heidi, heidi, heidi ho. We gotta go. Gotta go, gotta go. It is Tuesday. Gonna get thunderstorms later on this afternoon, a possibility. We will be back here tomorrow. We have more of those Halsey tickets to give away tomorrow morning. We'll do that at 7:40 tomorrow.
Nice.
I think we're done.
Yeah,
I think
we are done. It went okay. I was worried y'all are going to be real mad about the bar bingo, but a lot of you aren't that mad. So that's good. You're just disappointed. You know what? It's like my dad used to say.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Just disappointed.
And that always hurt deep.
Yeah. Oh, it hurts.
Didn't it hurt deep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's sad. It but, hey, a new day will return at some point.
Yep.
Yep. All right. We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Again, if you want to hear the whole bar bingo stuff and what went down and how it just go to our podcast. It's all right there in case you missed it this morning. We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.